you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Hell yeah, everybody. What's up? It is the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our Zoom episode.
Buenasera. Ciao.
Oh, that's
good. Luis.
Louis.
Luigi.
You gotta be Luigi.
Call me Luigi for the whole show.
What's our Italian names? Davini.
Davini. And
Jay Getty.
Biagio Gino. Biagio Gino Ucasana.
No, there's no H at the end of my name.
I don't know what a Biagio is, though. What is that?
Oh, is it not big?
I don't know, I just said it.
Sounded good.
Commit. Venti. No, that's 20, right? Grande. Venti's. Grande Gino Ucasana.
Oh, I like that. That's medium at Starbucks.
That's small. Grande is small at Starbucks, I believe.
Sorry. Tall. Trenti.
Tall is small.
Trenti J.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Tall, grande, venti, and now they've brought in the Trenta.
Big J shops at grande and tall.
Gordo and tall. That's the
what they have in That's... Italy for fat people is grande and tall stores.
A little less grande and a more tall.
It was funny.
Are you enjoying yourself, dude?
Dude, no, it blows.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm kidding. It rules, dude. It's fucking awesome. I knew I was going to like it. I always sort of wanted to go to Italy, but mm-hmm. It's fucking great, dude. I'm in Cinque Terre right now. Cinque Terre.
Whoa.
Dude, right out of that window. I know. Shane got canceled for less.
Yeah. Just calling some place Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's incredible. I mean, you know, they say it's all the hack shit that they say. They're like, dude, every meal is going to be better than the last meal, you know, and it literally is. Like every time I sit down and I have like, I've eaten nothing but pasta, pizza, cheese, bread, like nonstop. And I've lost weight since I've been here. Whatever we're doing with our food in America, yeah. It's fucking crazy. And I know that's like,
I've heard a lot of people say this, dude, my wife has like a gluten intolerance. And she says in Italy, she could eat all that shit. And it doesn't bother her.
But yeah,
in
America,
she's Italian, right?
Yeah.
There's something to going where you're from and running with your people. I'm joking, but half not joking, because like, you know, Isabella has so many like, you know, eczema and so many skin issues
and allergies and shit.
And when she goes to Colombia, it all goes away.
That's really insane. It's like you were evolved to live here. Why would you fuck with God's plan?
So weird.
Well, whatever the food is, dude, if I were to simply eat two slices of pizza in the States, just two slices of pizza, I would feel like there's a rock in the bottom of my stomach.
Sure.
My ankles start to fucking swell. My hands feel fatter. I feel slower.
No, but your long jump.
No.
Dude, I could long jump if I lived in Italy. I'd be long jumping all day.
But Lewis is roof jumping in Italy.
Yeah.
Pizza.
I can parkour here.
Do you get your powers from their pepperoni sun?
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I've eaten nothing nonstop. Like nonstop. The other thing is like you get full quicker. Like if I eat spaghetti in the States, I'll have three bowls of it. I'll be like, oh, I'll take another bowl of spaghetti. Let's go. Let me get some more spaghetti. Like here, there's like a little bit of a small portion. It's like al dente. So hold on. There's a dumb guinea ringing a bell. This happens every hour here. They start ringing a bell right outside of my window.
It's not really picking up.
Pizza time.
Hey, time for your cheese and bread, eh?
Oh, Jesus is here. Yeah.
Oh, time for the pizza, no? Time for the meatball.
Hold on, guys. It's pizza o'clock.
Hey, guys, it's more pasta time. Hey, you didn't get your second bowl of the pasta. You get too, you so get full too quick.
They've never rung it this much. I swear to God.
Hey, the Legion of Skanks are happening. Yes. Celebration.
The most offensive podcast on earth.
All right, dickhead.
Was he done?
That's crazy.
Oh. Hey, you want more? You said okay. Solo. Hey, I'm about to do my bell solo.
It's not even a time that you would start ringing the bell. 5:33. Why?
Oh, it's a 5:33 bell. You gotta let everyone know a 5:33.
Oh, every day at 5:33 we go outside and ring the bell forever.
Now, this is the way you know. It's not quite the 5:35, but it's past 5:32.
My arm is not tired yet. Still going. <It's> I do it to 6:33.
It's crazy. There's no, like, you know, like if it was every hour, you'd go like, okay, every half hour, fine. Like where I was from, it would go bong. Every hour goes a couple times, you hear the church bell, right? And then at like midnight or at like maybe at like noon, there's like a longer one. And then like maybe like there's a certain time where you get a longer one. Not here, dude. It's no rhyme or reason. Somebody gets up in that bell tower and they start clanging.
You're on the metric bell system out there. Trying to fucking do an equation, figure that out.
Yeah, but there has to be. I mean, I posted something to Twitter about it, just asking like what the science is behind. Like why, like I'm telling you right now, I'm literally, I didn't weigh myself, but I weigh less right now than I weighed before the beginning of the trip. And I've eaten nothing but carbs. There's not a single time where I haven't sat down and had carbs. And you've seen me on vacations, dude. When I come home from a vacation, yeah. I blow up. I gain 20 pounds.
It's the stuff of legends.
Yeah. So it's pretty interesting to see. Alex, you went to Italy recently, but you're fucking bone thin. You could use some weight.
I think I literally lost like 6 or 7 pounds when I was in Italy.
Damn.
That's 40% of Alex's total pounds.
Jesus Christ. That's terrifying.
She almost died.
She looked like Philadelphia when she came back.
Yeah. So it's been pretty incredible so far. We split the vacation into two portions. The first portion was Rome. And now we're in Cinque Terre. And we were supposed to go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but we just haven't been able to motivate to go.
Oh, dude, you guys got to take pictures laying down and make it look like it's your dick.
I know, but you know what it is, dude?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the Washington Monument. This, you guys have to go act like you're holding it up or pushing it over.
No. You can still make the Leaning Tower of Pisa look like your dick. Don't be an idiot.
Dude, fucking, will you please stop bringing your American bullshit over there? It can't be your dick, dude. That's the Washington Monument. Everybody knows that. The Leaning Tower of Pisa, act like you're holding it up.
Dude, if you're creative enough, you can make people look like your dick. I do that all the time on the beach.
Ooh. Like, well, wait a second. Person. Now I think I have a pretty good idea. Now I think you make it look like it's your dick and make it look like somebody is, like other people are holding it up.
Ooh.
Yeah, now that's creative. An American
dick
twist.
Curves a little bit, though. So it actually, your dick being a Leaning Tower of Pisa is much more accurate than the Washington Monument, which is a straight up. Like, if you got a rod that's straight, there's something wrong with you.
A straight rod.
Straight rod. Yes, it is. I mean, I don't like, I have no like left curve, right curve, but mine curves like it points upwards a little bit. Like it's pointing at the ceiling over there.
Oh.
Like, I'm gonna say, like,
oh, I thought you were gonna show
my
it
dick
to
is
us.
Like, my dick is heiling Hitler. That is the actual angle that my dick goes.
Okay, Lewis. Okay, dude. Okay. Oh, hey guys.
You're in the right place.
It's like my dick. Like, my dick is calling for the death of a Roman gladiator. It's like,
dude, Quinyunda is about to bring my Starbucks to the door.
Who's Quinyunda?
Jay's new girlfriend.
Who is Quinyunda?
Isn't that 55 in Italian?
That's Quinyunda.
Oh, I don't think you should
look
do
at
that.
Quinyunda.
You just doxed Quinn Yunda.
She's a black girl wearing a Kiss shirt. That's pretty interesting.
She actually is made for you.
She is. Yeah, she got some a lot of perfect handoffs, a lot delivered with cares. She seems like she's doing a good job. I'm proud of her.
Good for Quinn Yunda. What'd you get? What'd you order?
Chai latte.
Ah, little chai latte. Yeah, I've been drinking nothing but espressos, cappuccino,
scusi,
me
asshole.
Uno cappuccino, por favore. My Italian's getting pretty fucking good considering I've only been here for a few days.
It is.
Jay, turn down your mic a little bit. Bobby keeps on putting it in the chat over and over again, like he's a retarded child, instead of just chiming in with his mouth.
Is that better?
I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt the flow.
Well, look what you did.
I'm sorry. The
flow has been destroyed.
Flow would have been better instead of you just like over and over again. Click, click, click.
Honestly, just fuck the whole thing.
Oh, no, Jay, please come back. Please.
Oh, no.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Learn how to act.
So, Dave, you have been to Italy.
Yes, I was, but I was like a teenager when I went there, or maybe like younger than a teenager. But yes, I did. I went to Italy once.
Jay's going to grab his.
And I do remember being like you said, it's like the you know, whatever the cliche thing to say. But I do remember just being blown away by how good the food was.
Yeah, the food
like, being like
wild.
It's the best. Like everywhere I went, every place I went to was just like this is the best food I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it's been really incredible. And just, yeah, there's
no that way about Detroit.
I mean, this might be my favorite place over Jamaica. And I love Jamaica. You know how much I was connected with Jamaica? This is like,
but it's also because you started going to Jamaica when you were absolute garbage. And it was like the first money you ever had, you went to Jamaica with. And then, like,
not
you
even
were like,
that.
This is
the first time I left the country at all was to go to Jamaica. And
right.
I had no money at all. It was when I was dating Katie when I was like 22 years old.
No, when I say you had money, I mean, if you got $1,000 together, you were like, OK, I'm going to fucking Jamaica or whatever now. Whereas like now you've traveled around a lot more. You've seen a lot of different places and there's something very cool about Italy. There's something cool about European cities that there. It just has like the feeling that they're so much older than anything we have. I don't know. There's just something kind of cool about that, like seeing this shit, you're like, oh, this is from fucking, you know what I mean, like the year 1200 or whatever, and you're like, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Let me tell you something, dude. One time, like, I built like one of those box cars in Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you paint it and you put the Pine Derby, and I put the wheels on and I painted it, and to this day my mind is blown that I even completed the project. Like, wow, dude, I did that, and it fucking rolled down the thing. Like, I can't wrap my mind around how 1500 years ago they were building these buildings. I mean, it was
with no modern technology.
Jew slaves. That's the answer. But
Jews.
But when you look at like some of the architecture, and I'm like, I can't even wrap my mind around it. Like, or some of the art, how they did it. It's really fucking.
No, when you
like,
think about it, it's pretty incredible. We take all the shit for granted, but it's pretty incredible that with technology, buildings get built. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, how the fuck do human beings that are just like me build things like this? But then to look at it, you'd be like, with no modern technology, you just built this fucking castle. It's insane. Yeah.
The pyramids.
I love it, dude. Rome was fucking great. Rome was
built in a day, I actually heard.
Rome was built in one day. No, but it was, if I would do it again, I would do Rome for 2 days, and I would have done Cinque Terre for 5 days, whereas I did Rome for 4 and then Cinque Terre for 3, because you can do everything you need in Rome in and out in a couple of days. I think you're fine. I'll say this much: Colosseum, massively overrated.
Really?
Massively overrated. The fucking the Vatican City, the tour of the Vatican City was 100 times cooler.
Well, yeah, the Vatican is cooler than fucking almost anything there.
You went into the Vatican?
Yeah.
Did your skin just start burning off your Jew body? I would assume it would have been like that scene from Terminator where he was up against that.
You know, quite the opposite. The ceiling started melting. I was beating the Vatican.
Dave looked up and said, please take away abortion.
And they listened. dude, the Vatican, every gallery you went into, like every piece of art had like a story behind it. And it like, it's so like, you know, it's these, you know, it's a lot of like mythology and shit like that. But it's like the tour guide had so much to give us. Like you could tour the Vatican for days and fucking be entertained. Where's the Colosseum? You're like, you sort of knew everything before you went in. There's like a few little things that you don't know. Like, I didn't know that the floor of the Colosseum wasn't just like a sand floor. It was a big wooden floor with sand put on top of it. And underneath it, it was like all these underground workings that they would bring like the animals through, and they had elevators and then all these like caverns and caves. Really fucking.
And then Lewis didn't know that they expected him to fight a lion when he went. Like, all right, sir, you're up.
Did you ever find out when you do something out of character and then say, when in Rome, what's that come from?
That's not what it is. It's not something out of character. It's when you're doing something with somebody that you wouldn't normally do, but you're only doing it because you're either with those people or in that place.
That was a really long explanation for suck, kind of what I said.
That's not what you said at all, Jay. You don't understand the saying at all. Now admit it and let's move on.
When in Rome? It's when you're doing something like fucking out of character you normally wouldn't do. What's different about what it is? Something out of character?
It's out of character, but the saying is when in Rome, do as the Romans. So it's saying like you would do it because the people you're around.
Kill a Jew.
Yes. Yes.
When in Rome.
Okay, thank you.
It's like when people come on, Legionist Gangs and say the N-word. It's like, when in Rome. It's not like they're just walking down the street being like, yeah, I'm going to throw an N-word out there. When in Rome, let's go.
I really wish there could have been a video outside of Gas Digital that day. It would have surprised so many, like, you know, like Gas Digital detractors. When that Peyton Sinclair girl came on and just started like barking the N-word outside, and to watch all these people who, I said, you'd think like people who hate like Gas Digital and the brand would like assume that's what's going on all the time backstage, but like genuine racism scratched the record and turned every head in the room. It was so weird.
But the problem is you'll never get people to, and like the argument against us is like joking with those words gives people like that they're comfortable. And I see that there's not wrong. Actually, I'll say this. I get people sometimes once in a while,
she could whip it out there herself.
Once or twice a year, I will get somebody that will throw genuine racism out in front of me thinking that I'm cool with it because we do jokes the way we do on the show. Yeah. And it's wildly uncomfortable. And you're like, dude, I'm brown. You know, like I'm sort of a nigger. You know that. Like, I come from African blood. I was called the N-word my entire life growing up. I was raised like in a way where it was like, so it's like genuine race. It's actually genuinely offensive to me, but the words themselves and the phrases and the jokes mean absolutely nothing to me.
No, it's intent instead of like a guy coming at it. But yeah, that when that girl, she dropped that bomb and everyone was like, ew.
What did she say? I'm not remembering this. What did she say?
Did I tell you guys even? I think I may have, but
yeah, you did
on the show.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. She just like, she was like sitting outside. She was playing with, my dog actually, and she was like kind of like down on the ground, and like, there's like eight people or so, maybe 10 people around, because two or three of them left for the rest of the night. But she was rolling around and she just goes, ah, oh, man, like, I'm it's hot out here, I'm sweating like a nigger at a spelling bee or something like that. Something like that. I was like,
I know, that's
like,
funny. You didn't say she was hilarious.
It was just so out of like, no one knows her there. You know what I mean?
No,
so
it's like microphones on. It wasn't performative. It was just, it was like, just
this is how I casually talk.
It was just the way we would do it 20 years ago.
But it was funny. What got me, no, you know what it was like? It was like she came into jail. And remember that when Edward Norton went out to the yard in American History X and he was like, better throw up a flag. And he just takes his shirt off to show all his swastika tattoos and be like,
yeah,
everyone, this is who I am. Get used to this.
Yeah.
And she did. But also she's like, you know, a dummy who's doing it because someone told her it was the way to do it or how to be now.
Yeah. Like,
but it was fucking, it was so, I was, but again, it's like I say, like a Gas Digital in the back room or in the back area there, a place where you think, that would be, like I said, the people who hate us think that would be a celebrated situation to see everybody be like, ah.
All right, real quick, gentlemen, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show.
Thank you, YoKratom.com, for supporting today's show.
Thanks, YoKratom.
YoKratom.com. This show would not be possible if you're over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom. You got to get it from YoKratom.com, the home of the $6 kilo, boys.
They sure are.
I don't know what that is in Italy, but that's probably a metric.
I think it's kilo.
A metric megaton? I have no idea.
They're home
Megatron?
They're home.
Who fought Godzilla?
They're home of the kilo, I believe.
Are they home of the
Yes, but they're home of the 40 euro kilo.
Listen to me, guys. If you have 40 euro to spare, you got to spend it at yokratom.ita, I think.
I-T-O-Y.
Italy. And no, seriously, guys, yourkratom.com does rule. They support everything we do. And if you guys like Kratom, if you're buying Kratom, get it from them. There's no reason to spend more money on less quality Kratom. It's lab tested, it's mother approved. Let's get real. Yourkratom.com is the shit.
Yourkratom.com.
Me and Aaron did an interview with the Daily Wire.
I saw Ben Shapiro tweeted something about it. Ben That's Shapiro, pretty cool.
And I mean this. I have no idea who he is. I mean, I've heard the name.
Oh, that's a guy from Politic Talk.
Yeah, dude, some politic guy, right? So he retweeted it. Dude.
I swear I don't know what side he's on.
Dude, I have no idea. Is he a fucking, is he a libertarian? Is he, hold on. 546 bells.
Oh, no, it's a gelato time now. You got your pasta down. You're feeling like nice and skinny.
If you thought those 533 bells were good, wait until you see my 546 bells.
Oh, boy, you never heard of me wail the bells. I like I'm about to wail the bells right now.
Ooh, I can't wait for 557.
Oh, boy, he's going to be all kicks at that point. Kicking the bell.
Every 13 minutes, we do new bell. Celebration.
A baby is born. A bell ring.
What if they're doing a rape bell? What if in Italy every 13 minutes another person's raped? And they're doing their own rape bells.
That's the equivalent of a rape whistle. That's her crying for help.
Remember, we did? Dude, it was one of the funniest moments on our show.
Not to my business.
Don't ask or don't tell. You see something, you know, say something. This is Italy.
She should have known better. Get away from that man.
If she did not want it, why'd she grow her hair so long?
Look at what she was wearing.
Look at what she was wearing. Armpit hair.
Yeah. What a tease. You can't. They got to take a both of you to dinner. You have to give it another pussy.
So, hold on. They're fading. I think he got drunk and fell asleep. But yeah, this Ben Shapiro retweeted the article and it was like a return to what comedy is supposed to be. And that's just like, people hate this guy, apparently.
Yes.
People hate him, dude, because the amount of shit that I've gotten because this guy tweeted it, I shouldn't say the amount of shit. There's like a Reddit thread with like 1600 comments talking about what pieces of shit me and Aaron are. They have no idea who we are. But it's just like literally that being like, yeah, I'm sure they make fun of everybody except for white Republicans. And you're like, well, that's accurate. But there's nothing funny about making fun of white Republicans.
It's been done to death. We get it. You know, we're moving on to everyone else now.
Oh, yeah. We've made jokes about Trump. We've made jokes about we literally do make jokes about everybody. But I mean, I guess there is some truth in that. Like, yes, typically, in my opinion, punching up kind of seems hack. Am I crazy to be like,
well, I don't like it. It all depends on how you look at the idea of punching up. But it just, to me, I think it's kind of like, it's always a little bit funnier to go like against the grain of what like the dominant thing is. So like that in a way is kind of what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like I do imagine that like if we all grew up in like a crazy religious rural Alabama or something like that, and that was the dominant thing, our show would be a lot of like making fun of that shit. You know what I mean? Just because sure, that's kind sure. of like that's the obvious, that's the thing that you're going to make fun of.
Everyone in the comedy community just makes fun of white guys and Karens, and it's like, look, but I have an entire bit in my act, my first special. I did an entire bit about how I hate fucking white chicks, but I guess that doesn't count. But now it kind of does because now they sort of hate white chicks. Like Karen came out and that became a thing. So it's like I have a bit about. Karen's now my act, my ex-girlfriend's Karen Margolis, Karen Fian. But the reality is like, I don't know. There's just nothing like exciting about like like Trump's not even in office. Why am I making fun of like,
if well, I used to have this a bit in my act where I like made fun. It was like making fun of Southerners or like some shit like that, like Southern Christians. And it was like, it was a good bit. You used to really love this bit, actually, Lewis. You said it was like your favorite thing I was doing at the what time. But the thing about Jesus coming back and being like Arabic speaking
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, yes. That, was, like, that was a great bit, dude.
But I'll tell you, after a while of doing it,
after you became
started
a Christian conservative, you started feeling bad because people in your church were looking at you weird.
I'm not actually Christian or conservative, but like I just started feeling like it's like this is kind of like. It's like I'm like, I don't know, like pandering a little bit. Like it's like, oh yeah, the dumb Southern Christian guy. Like that's kind of like almost like what every like, you know, I don't know. Like I was just still, feel look, almost
you,
a little
you should
weird.
Say that because people don't know what the bit is. Or you said I don't want to like butcher the bit, but whatever. I thought it was a funny bit. Super early in your career, but it was a great bit.
Yeah, I don't even remember exactly how. It goes,
the point of it essentially was, you know, all these people are like, Jesus will rise again, and then he'd come back and he'd speak Arabic.
Yeah.
So, you know, they'd kill the Muslim or something, you know, whatever. Yeah,
it was
whatever.
But I just found like after a while of doing that, I go this topic. I just feel like it's the thing everyone would be doing like at the time. Then it was like everyone. It's like, oh yeah, the dumb Southern rube, and you're like, I'd almost rather. I don't know. I'd rather go the other direction.
Well, it's also the thing is to fucking, you want to take the chop at what everybody, like society, like puts up. Like,
yeah.
So exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what I say. They're talking about punching up. You know what I'm saying? But it sort of is punching up in a certain sort of way, almost like literally. I mean, it's like what everyone's putting. So if the funniest thing in the room, if everybody's just, it doesn't matter what it is, to make it trans or make it
usually trannies are very tall, so you'd have to punch up.
I'm saying just make it like tall people. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden there's some surge where everyone loves tall people. Isn't the funniest thing that is to be the one asshole who comes in?
Yes.
It's what I do with beautiful chicks all the time. Within they show a picture of like beautiful women and I could always be like, eh, forehead's a little tall and like it's a lot of chin. You know
and
what I mean?
Do,
the,
fun, yes.
The funniest thing is like, yeah, obviously she's fucking gorgeous, but here's the funny thing is to take a shot at it.
Well, I remember like there is something like about that kind of contrarian thing that like, I'm not saying you just always be a contrarian, but like there is something about that that goes along with the spirit of comedy. I remember I think I was on the phone with you, Jay. We were talking about this like during the lockdowns, like the crazy beginning of the lockdowns when COVID first started. And we were on the phone and we were joking about they were doing this thing where when people got out of the hospital because of COVID, that people were like clapping for them, like as they were like wheeled out of the hospital, like, yeah, you beat COVID. And we were just right away. We were joking about like how much that sucks for the guy who just like beat cancer. No one cares. Like, you know what I mean? Like that guy's just walking out. It's just like, not, whatever. Yeah. No, it's just immediately to be like, well, if everyone's rushing to do this, what's the funny angle about like going against what everyone's doing? Like that's always where
that's essentially what Trump, oh, not Trump, but Shane did like with Trump. You know what I mean? Like in a world where everyone's like, this guy's such a piece of shit, he just chose to flat be the one going and like, you know, hilariously and sarcastically and whatever, just being like, this guy fucking rules, and then give you the funny reasons why he rules. You know what I mean? Like he just took the anti approach. So you said contrarian approach.
Yeah, it was just look, it's very easy. And this is when people say it, it's like as a comedian, you know, being quote unquote provocative or trying to be offensive or edgy or whatever word you want to use. It's like, I want to go against the status quo. And in comedy, the status quo is you got to protect minorities. You got to protect women. You got to protect gay people. It's like, and in my opinion, that's offensive. I'm going like, well, no, but that's not protecting anybody. Protecting them within comedic purposes is making fun of them and making everyone an equal. And that's what we do. And that was the point of the interview we did. I thought we fucking did a great job. I talked about how we named Legion of Skanks the most offensive podcast on earth on purpose. And I sort of took that idea and named the tour, the Offend Everyone Tour, because people comment. We've had not a single, obviously nobody's getting offended. There are fans. And even the people that aren't our fans that are just coming because they're coming to the comedy club that night, they see the name of the show and they know exactly what they're going to get. Right. And everyone comes in and I'm talking about, we have a pretty fucking diverse audience. We have a lot of black, brown, Hispanic women. There's a ton of people that come to our show that fucking want this type of comedy, that like this type of comedy. It's not just fucking, there's no old white guys. There's literally no old white guys in my own. I don't know what this thing is. Like it's old rich Republicans. It's actually most of the time the white people are like poor white trash that are like 30 and they're kind of struggling. And, you know, they're fucking they look at comedy that we do and they kind of get a little bit of like we talk like their friends from back at home and make the type of jokes that their friends from back at home make. And that's why I think they connect with it. No old Republican is connecting with my comedy. Old Republicans be like, this is fucking blasphemy. This guy's got to be fucking this is super offensive. So whether you're a liberal or a fucking if you're really extreme on either side of the political curtain or age or whatever else it is, you're probably not going to be into my shit, whether you're really old, really young, really left.
And whether
really
you are or not, it's not like, which is what all the woke people like don't understand, is that it's not a political activity. It's just a non-political thing. There's well,
especially
not like
me and Berg. We couldn't be any less political. Like
it's just a fucking entertainment thing. It's just in a separate realm. It has nothing to do with like left.
I got dunked on by this chick on Twitter, dude. Because some guy posted a thing being like, you know, he had a big following, trashing me and Berg, but he didn't know who we were. He was just trashing. He was really trashing Ben Shapiro, right? Whatever it was. So I'm not really offended by it.
What is Ben Shapiro's thing, Dave?
He's a big conservative. He's a very popular right-wing Republican guy, you know.
So these people all hate him, and then they automatically they're not even looking at my name. They're not even seeing Louis J. Gomez. They're like, yeah, two fucking white guys, you know, talking about minorities. And it's like, okay, dude. So but some girl she said something, and then I responded and I was like, yeah, guys, you guys are so whatever. And I said, you guys are reactionary. And then she fucking, I guess, reaction. This is how dumb I had no idea. Reactionary is like a specific word to describe people on the right.
Yeah, but that's not, you're not technically wrong about that. Am they I are not? Because I thought they are being reactionary. People
Seems like it's just a word.
I thought reactionary meant you react to things without thinking about it or without looking into it.
That's the root. That's the root of the fucking word. But yes,
then it became politicized.
It's become politicized with like, because right wingers, in a sense, right? Like, The nature of being a conservative is kind of reactionary, right? Like someone's changing things and you're reactionary to that to want to bring it back to what it was. You know what I mean? So like that's kind of like where it comes from. But
oh damn, I wish I would have said, I wish you should have been like, hey, you know what? You're wrong, bitch. But I wasn't. So I just went the opposite way and I started flirting with her. And I think we're friends now.
Hey, baby. This right wing needs a left wing to fly.
Hold on, I'm getting more wine. Hold on one second. You want to do plugs real quick?
Sure.
Oh, I guess, yeah. A little vino for Lewis.
Go ahead, Jay. You start us off.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Bunch of stuff coming up. I believe when you're listening to this, I am nowhere. Next weekend, I'm in Timonium, Maryland at Magoobie's Joke House. After that, I have West Palm, Columbus coming up. I'm all over the place. Every weekend the rest of the year with only one off. So look for a city near you at BigJComedy.com. Bunch of new fun things coming out, all leading up again to my special taping at Skankfest. Of course, don't forget Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Davey.
Sorry, I'm joking. I one night only, the 25th, September 25th, I'll be at Rebecca Trent's Creek in the Cave out in Austin, Texas. So make sure you come out for those. The ticket links will be up today at comicdavesmith.com. So come see me out there. Have some fun. Fucking always love getting a chance to see Rebecca and do that show. I'm traveling a bunch this month for a few different podcasts, but that's it for stand-up. A lot more stuff, comicdavesmith.com. Part of the Problem, Yo MMA Rap, all that. I'm dying.
Check out the Offend Everyone tour with me and Aaron Berg. It's been fucking incredible, guys. I really appreciate everyone that's been coming out. The shows have been a blast. The most fun I've had on tour ever. We're going to be the 7th of September in Colorado Springs, the 8th in Denver, 11th in Las Vegas. I'm sorry, the 9th in Las Vegas. September 11th, we'll be at the Comedy Store with an incredible lineup, including Adam Carolla, Berg, Zach Amico's coming with us in this little run as well. Julian McCullough as well, who's an old friend of the show. Love Julian. He's back in New York, by the way. I don't know if you know that, Jay.
He moved back?
He moved back to New York. Yeah. He's going to be in LA that week. Yeah, so we got to get him on Skanks. Maybe we'll get him on when we come back. But yeah, then we're going to be in Tampa, September 22nd to 25th, Plano, Texas at the end of the month, end of the first week of October. The end of the month will be, the end of October will be in Philly. A bunch of dates all over the place, everywhere from Portland to fucking wherever. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for all those shows and more. We're ending the tour in January. We're going all over the place. So look, keep on checking back and seeing if we're going to be in your city. Check out the other pods on the network. Obviously, 20 shows here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love this show, subscribe using the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library. If you guys love the show, you can go back and binge listen to every episode we've ever done. I think that's the most valuable reason you would subscribe to the network, beyond getting early release on episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes, access to the Racist Live Chat, and many other member benefits. And yeah, check out Yo MMA Rap with me and Dave, where we talk about MMA every week in a casual and hilarious way, and the Real Ass Podcast, which is the bastard son of Legion of Skanks. If you guys love Legion of Skanks, you will love the Real Ass Podcast.
Word.
Word nerd.
Vino. A little vino.
Little vino. Jay, where's your favorite place you've ever been to in the world?
Right here in Jackson, Mississippi.
No.
In the world?
Favorite place you've ever been where you're like, wow, like this is, I love this. This is fucking incredible.
I think this is such a hacky answer, but it's true. Norwegian Cruise Lines private island.
No,
no, joking.
I was gonna say, that's not a hacky answer. Nobody in the world would say that. That is no. A very unique.
I know.
Dude, remember,
it's a trashy answer.
Dude, back in the day, I mean, we never, none of us had really traveled. I'd been to a few places, and I was like, yeah, I know there's better beaches than this. But Jay, with all seriousness,
that's why I'm making the joke right now.
But yeah, do you remember back in the day? Wasn't it? Hold on, 601 bell.
Oh, it's the beach talk time.
There's no rhyme or reason. They just love that bell, dude. And it's off.
Oh, hey, the 601 bell doesn't go for very long. Just to let you know, it's 601.
It's 601. It's 601.
Just a little something to something. No, that's why I was making the joke now, because I said that was the best beach in the world.
Back in the day, you said it with sincerity, though.
Sure. It's the nicest beach I've ever been to. That still might be true, but it's not my favorite place in the world. Damn, man, I don't know. I've never.
Dave, what about you? While Jay thinks about it, was it your favorite place you've ever been to in the world?
Well, this is fucking. It's corny to say, and I cringe saying it, but at the time, I think this really had to do with just being such a pot guy at the time, but Amsterdam. Fucking Amsterdam was just, it was like when you really, back in the day, I don't know if you could ever explain to these kids today who grow up in a weed is legal world, but if you smoked a lot of weed and you were constantly like genuinely like always walking around like, fuck, I might go to jail because of this, you know what I mean? Like, it was such a cool thing to go there and just be like, oh my god, I can just sit in a fucking cafe and smoke a joint. I remember it was like a real, the experience had a profound effect on me, being like a libertarian and shit. It was a real basic like moment of being like, oh, I'm just like free to do something that I enjoy doing.
And if you've, and Jenny, you've been to Amsterdam, but you weren't a weed head when you went, you performed there, I remember back in the day. So I'm sure it wasn't as big a deal to you, but it wasn't even, being there was one thing. I remember being on like,
it's a beautiful city too. I mean, it's like, incredible. You know,
you don't even appreciate it as a 22 when I went. I didn't even appreciate that side of it. Like I walked right past
fuck this goddamn canal is between me and this weed hooker. Oh man, they fucking gondola out of here, dickhead. I'm trying to get some pussy from a paid woman.
But dude, like you're right. I was very much the ignorant American teenage mentality, being like, whoa, yes. Weed, hookers everywhere. This is crazy. But there was one thing. There was a moment when I was in Amsterdam when I was on the best mushrooms I've ever been in my entire life. To this day, they looked nothing like any other mushrooms I've ever had. The mushrooms I bought in Amsterdam were wet. So they weighed 10 times the amount that you would. So if you bought an eighth, you're buying 35 grams of mushrooms. So I bought like, I think it was 28 grams was like essentially the equivalent of an eighth, right? 2.8. And I bought that and I ate all of them. They're Hawaiian mushrooms. They looked very purple, very different. And it was so light and fun and colorful. And it was like really like, much different than like when we've done mushrooms any other time in my life. There's an hour of every mushroom trip that I've ever had where I am have a blanket around my head and I'm speaking to God about all the bad things I've ever done. I'm scared and I'm crying. That just, that comes with,
well, you've done a lot of bad shit.
That's true. That, that comes with the territory for doing mushrooms for me. But this was like really positive. And I remember like sitting in like a coffee shop and just a cop was right next to me. I'm blitzed on mushrooms. I was like, dude, can you believe it? And he was like, yes, I know. I know. I know. I was like, no, you don't know.
Oh God.
I put my hand on his leg and he looked down. And I was like, oh, okay. I shouldn't touch him. But it was like, but it, what was really powerful was when I got back and I met up with you and Jablonski and we went to the music building on 30th Street and we were smoking a blunt in a stairwell. Like we were fucking criminals.
Yeah.
Like we were like, we just murdered somebody. And we're hiding from the police right now. Like we're like with that type of fear and paranoia and just being like, this is fucking stupid. This is the dumbest thing I've ever experienced. I just sat next.
You're just like, it doesn't have to be this way. You're like, no, we don't have to do it this way.
It was
way.
So it's, silly. Yeah. And now you don't smoke weed, Dave. So you don't really get to experience it. But like I go to a hedge in Jersey. Now there's, you could just go to a smoke shop, pick up weed legally. Dab,
oh, in New York, they finally got a bunch in New York now. They just
like, yeah, New Jersey. There's two like, within 10 minutes, like 8 minutes from my house.
Almost like all at once, New York City now has like a bunch.
I know. Well, you know, they busted all of those vans. If you notice, for like two or three months, there was just a bunch of like black guys, teenagers bought vans.
Yep.
And they were like, we're going to just sell weed. And they plaster a weed leaf on the side. And I was like, this isn't going to work well. And then one day they just got the order to bust all of them. And then every van, 20 vans got confiscated around New York City.
Damn.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of product.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Bobby says they were ticketed for selling edibles without a food license. Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, that was why they all got confiscated.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is sheathunderwear.com, the best underwear in the world. The only boxer briefs that I wear. I love them. They changed my life.
Yeah. Now, granted, look, they did give us basically a lifetime supply for free. Mm-hmm. So really, if any company did that, I'd probably exclusively wear their underwear as well. But these really do rule. I have to be honest with the audience. I'm not going to sit here and bullshit them.
No, but But I had other underwear that I threw out once they sent me theirs because it's so much better.
Yeah, yeah. It really is true. Actually, I donated all my underwear to the homeless.
There's your underwear at the homeless, Lewis. That doesn't count.
True.
There's a war going in the front of Dave's pants. His balls and dick are fighting for gigantic supremacy. They both keep beefing up. One gets bigger than the other. The other gets bigger than the other.
It's an arms race at this point.
Yeah, it's just a back and forth and around we go. Finally. Like beta fish, we're able to keep Dave's parts separate.
World War III in Dave's pants happening before our eyes. The axis of evil, his cock.
But, like beta fish, they both flare up when they see each other, but now they can't get to one another.
It's been a game of brinksmanship for the last 15 years.
Also, guys, big news coming for winter. Incredible base layers, hoodies, and gator necks. Enjoy your Labor Day.
Look, the underwear are great. The styles are great. The technology.
The gator necks are fucking next live, dude.
They make you look like you have a package. You sheath your cock. You sheath your balls. It'll hold it together in a nice little package. You don't even have to use the sheath of sheath. You could just wear them like regular underwear. They're the most comfortable underwear you're ever going to wear. They are definitely 100% worth it. If you have that man in your life that you want to get a gift for, this is the gift you're going to want to give him. And if you do go to sheathunderwear.com, that's the website, sheathunderwear.com. Use the promo code Skanks when you check out, and you're going to save 20% off on your entire order. Sheathunderwear.com, promo code Skanks, 20% off. Go get the best underwear you've ever worn and enjoy yourself this winter.
Base layers and hoodies. Hey, guys. I hate to move it along here, but we got a little dick contest to get to, bro.
Oh, that is true.
Everyone pull out their dicks.
You missed.
What if I forgot we were doing that? I was like, fine.
Lewis, you missed some doozies, man.
Oh, you guys did it on Monday.
Real.
Oh, my God.
Well, we did 4 of the 8. We're going to do the other 4 right now.
I'm upset.
Sorry, bud.
How many did you put through?
2.
2 of the 4.
So how many have been through before that?
2. So we have 4 now. We'll have 2 after 6 after today.
And that's it. Then we start whittling.
And then live next week, we'll decide the winner of the golden ticket.
Well, oh, did yeah. you want to do another round? I think Alex and I
we're
think
gonna have to do challenge.
We're
rounds.
Thinking we would cut it down to three on next Monday's show, perhaps by making them get hard for us. And then on the final round,
the I final like your round idea,
would,
us.
Would be
a, you rule.
A talent competition in which we choose a winner from the final three.
Love it. Love it.
Get hard for us.
So we're gonna pick two out of these four. Show out of these six, we're gonna tell them to send in a video of them getting hard for us. Pick three, and then those top three will have a talent competition, and we will give it to one of them based off of that. That is incredible, dude. A true winner.
A true winner.
Oh, by the way, also side note, my mom died when I was in Amsterdam.
Sick.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she was sick.
What is it? Some say. Some say the exact moment Lewis touched that cop's thigh.
Yeah, that was it. That sent a ripple to the universe and killed my mom.
Butterfly effect. If I never touched that cop, my mother wouldn't have had cancer.
Dude, if I never went to Amsterdam, maybe she wouldn't have died. Who knows? Who knows what the effect had?
But maybe she hadn't died. You wouldn't be in Italy right now.
I wouldn't have had baby James. No, there's no doubt I would have had baby James. 0% chance if my mother wouldn't have died that I would have had James.
Why?
Because there's a single sperm that fertilizes a single egg. Everything had to be perfect. Everything had to be perfect.
So, and if such a major thing changing in your life like that would have to throw you off by at least
I could have literally one day blown in my soup for 10 seconds longer, it might have changed having baby James. You know, I would have maybe still had a baby with Beatrice. I maybe would have met her still, but my mom died. I wasn't meeting Beatrice. I wasn't like, you know, I went to a funeral. I left New York City for a couple of days. There was so much change in my life with my mother dying. The chances of that sperm meeting that egg are absolutely impossible.
Nah.
No.
Nah, it had been the same.
All right, so we got... Four. We have four people.
That's a great response to the butterfly.
Yeah, effect. Yeah. You go, and then this, and then that happened again. And James wouldn't be James. It would be somebody else, but it wouldn't be James. Nah, it's bullshit.
I said James is fucking. He's such a little charming kid, dude. Like literally, like he's so a little bit nervous about it. But like every time we see a kid around his age, he introduces himself. He's like, "Ciao, sono James. Parle inglese." And then these little kids look at him like he's a weirdo half the time. And they're like, okay, weirdo.
Beat it's really a kid. Cute. You annoying me.
He's a fagusha.
He looks in the pictures like he's having a blast, man.
Dude, he's lit. This kid's fucking.
I talked to him on the phone a little bit the other day, and he was having such a great time.
I got him a phone, which I was. I'm actually gonna. I got him an iPhone because I'm gonna trade it in for like one of the kids' phones, but I couldn't get it on time for when we left, and I wanted him to have a phone. God forbid he got separated.
From me, yeah.
Separate country, like not you know have to find somebody and like, who knows, dude, and then. Then also he wanted to take his own pictures, which I think is a big part of this experience on this trip is him being able to like videotape and take pictures himself, especially in Rome where it's like everything is so picturesque.
Yeah. No, so that makes sense.
But we're not going to let him have it at home. We're going to like when he goes on trips or if he's go like if we go to the mall one day with Max and like he's going to be out at like Dave and Buster's with him and him running around. Puts it in his pocket. He has it on him. There's no internet connected on it. We block the internet on it. There's no apps on it. It's literally pictures and calls.
Sick.
Hell yeah. All right. So let's see. We have four entries for the Little Dick competition. This is great. Shout out to everyone who has joined this Little Dick competition. I don't know what to do about the chocolates. Well, I guess we'll talk about that on Monday or Tuesday's episode when we're back in. But we are going to sell those chocolates. That third golden ticket's going to happen, I promise. So... without further ado, these are the four entries. The first one is Peaches. Jay, you want to read it since I can't read, apparently?
Sure. Yo, I had to go back through a few episodes, but I finally got the email, so here's my late submission. My name's Peaches, and I live in San Jose, California.
It's not bananas, I'll tell you that much.
I'm borderline homeless right now, so I can't afford tickets to Skankfest, but I'd love to come through and show you all my horrendously large nuts and itty-bitty dick. I can blow a truck driver or steal a car to get out there, and I'm down to sleep on the streets of old Vegas if you guys can just get me into the show. I was born
for... Can I say this much? Jay, I'm going to chime in. I'm also going to throw in hotel accommodations for the entire weekend for whoever the Little Dick Cup golden ticket winner is.
Just for the Little Dick competition.
Not for all the golden tickets. This is a special golden ticket.
You deserve that. You're humiliating yourself in front of hundreds of thousands of people. You deserve a hotel. Wrong. It's not going to be a suite, but you'll get a room.
No, you're going to get a tiny room.
Peaches continue.
You're going to have to share that room with several of the bottom rung of comedians, but you'll be fine.
Peaches continues. I was born for this competition. Review the goods.
And I'm going to make it. I'm going to literally put them. I'm going to put the winner of this in the Young Guns hotel room with Robbie and Figs.
Enclosed a short video and some pics. Yo, Alex. What up, girl?
Oh, he showed his face too, which gives me points. Already points.
Points.
What's up, Skanks? This is Peaches from San Jose. I'm a full-blown dirtbag, dude, as you can tell. I'm drinking beer right now behind the record store near my work. I'd love to come to the show. I can't afford the tickets, unfortunately. I could probably afford the flight. Either way, I'll sleep in the fucking alleyway once I get to Vegas. That's not the point. What I would really love to do is show you my tiny dick and my giant, disgusting fucking balls. I've included a few photos as well.
This guy rules.
There it is.
Wait, let's see.
There it is.
Oh, my God. It's sad. Oh, my God.
Look at those nuts, dude.
You know, the ratio is insane.
Oh, my God. Those balls are crazy. Something's wrong with those. Something's
wrong with those. Is there a rigatoni lying on top of his dick? Sorry, since all things in pasta right now. Hold on. Is his dick a penne?
No, something's wrong with his balls, man.
There's a medical issue here.
Yeah, that's a medical. They're so tight and gigantic.
That's crazy. Dude, if my dick was that small, I wouldn't even take the time to shave down the pubes around it.
Oh, my God.
Good.
It's the ball. The ball. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if that's nowhere near. I don't think the smallest dick we've seen here, but those balls really eclipse it.
How small is my dick compared to this guy's?
Legitimately,
a nice piece out in public this guy. Right now.
Probably could get arrested for this shit. Like I said, I sent a couple photos as well. Let me know what's up. I'd love to show you guys in person.
I like this guy. Dude, by the way, his energy is great.
Yeah.
He seems like a good guy.
Was a likable dude, for sure.
Dude, I've spent so much time avoiding people seeing my small, unhard penis. Like, it would be mortifying if my small, unhard penis went out to the internet on this show like
world.
That.
Whoa.
These are the pictures that he sent.
Jeez.
Yeah, something's wrong with his balls, man.
Something's wrong. Dude, it's uncircumcised. It's ugly.
Yeah, it looks like kissy lips.
Looks like a pussy is in front of his dick.
He does have he has an Asian sideways pussy on the tip of his dick. A tiny sideways Asian pussy.
Damn, dude. Uncircumcised. Looks like it sucks.
Don't tell me we don't fucking make fun of white Republicans. Look at these tiny white, tiny dick white Republicans. We're trashing them.
Number two, you want to read that one, Davey?
Oh, shit. I don't have the chat.
I'll do it. Debo. Hey, Skanks. Debo85 here. This is my second submission, but I'm retarded and can't figure out Google Drive. Hopefully, the shorter version makes it through.
He had to get a Google license in order to Google Drive. He's like, dude, I failed my written test, but I'm going to get there.
Oh, Italian Lewis is fun. It's just a fun joke. Doesn't have to all be offensive. I also attached a picture of my first tattoo I got when I turned 18. Repping that small dick.
Oh, he loves having a small dick, which is also not necessarily a good thing. If you're proud of your small dick, that gives you it's less points than being extremely ashamed of it.
Understood.
Let's say
Debo, if we could.
What up, Skanks? Debo85 here. Shout out to the racist live chat. Look, I'm coming to Skankfest regardless, but if I win the golden tickets, I'm coming with three goals in mind. One, to try as many drugs as humanly possible.
Hell yeah.
Two, to have Kim Congdon fart cocaine in my face, and then we watch Rambo together.
That could happen.
Apparently she's never watched Rambo, and I've never done cocaine. And what better delivery method than having her big dump truck of an ass shoot it directly in my face like a blow dart? And three, to challenge Brandon Sagalow, Mr. Fantastic Four, to a small dick contest.
Well, that's not
gonna happen. That's right, Brandon Sagalow. I'm coming for you, baby. Getting that small dick life. Yeah.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my
Oh, my sweet Lord. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It looks literally like a whitehead pimple in between his legs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, the fat that encases it, like his dick.
There's
lives
like a whole other layer. It's like the alien mouth. Like there's another like
Jay
mouth.
Is not happy about this. Dude, his dick lives within a cocoon of fat around it.
Because this is in Jay's reverse shallow how world. This is like how he sees himself.
Oh yes,
like this is where Jay's self esteem is
with this guy.
Yeah, so like he's like it's it does something to Jay.
Jay, your dick is not that bad. I've seen it.
Oh, dick, body, nothing. This should make you feel like $1 million.
This one's making you feel worse for some reason, Jay. Why?
No, man. It's just damn. Damn.
This contest is fucking me up, you guys.
Oh, that was so real.
Yeah, man.
Dude, this guy might be in first place. That dick was so small, I don't remember any of the other
dicks. You weren't here last week, Lewis.
There was
pretty crazy over there.
There's some stiff competition, not literally, from last week.
Oh, his first sets too. That's great.
I have a small wiener. It says that's on his shoulder, which is hilarious.
It's not a bad idea. Just let them know. Get them prepared.
Well, yeah. Howard Stern used to do that. Howard Stern would talk about how small his dick is all the time. And I learned from Howard Stern. I learned to undersell my
undersell.
Dick in a massive
Always
way.
Always undersell.
Yes. And then when girls see it, they're like, oh, it's not that small. That's, you know how many times I've gotten that?
Yeah, I used to have a bit about that. I go, if you keep telling that, when they see it, they go like, oh, that's not bad. Better to have that than say it's fucking, you have an awesome dick and have them be like, what is this guy talking about?
Yeah. Look, that guy, he might be my favorite so far just because it wasn't just his dick being so small. It was like he had to pull his fat rolls aside and his stomach.
Yeah, it's
up.
The whole package. The second layer, it was like he opened his legs and then it was like, okay, you've beat the first boss. Now there's a whole nother level that you have to get past. Like it's rough.
Oh, dude, it's like Doom Eternal. Like you get through the first hell beast and you're like, all right, dude, I think I beat the game just now. You're like, there's two more hell beasts. There's two more hell beasts.
Oh. Number three.
Yeah, that guy's he's looking good.
Dude, Debo.
Debo is not a little dick name. Debo sounds like you have a big dick.
Yeah. All right, number three.
Debo might be my favorite so far that I remember. I remember some of the other ones. Some of the other ones weren't even that small. Like,
no, they're getting.
I think people got very
like
inspired by that first round that we did, and they were like, "Oh, that's not a small dick. This is a small dick," and these people went all out.
Yeah, they did. Number three is Riley. Hey, my name is Riley from Holland, Michigan. I have been listening to LOS for years now. Big fan of my chubby buddy, Big J. Fuck you, Lewis, y'all. I'm 27 and am married, and our first daughter was just born. My small dick is so small, it prevented us from having kids for 4 years.
Oh, no.
It came down to the point where I had to come into a cup and with a turkey baster at home artificially inseminate my wife. Come on.
No way.
9 months later, my daughter was born. My wife says my dick is perfect, but I
but she's also retarded and blind.
But I imagine it just feels like I'm poking her with a Vienna sausage. Thank you for your consideration. Very sweet. Very sweet.
Riley, congratulations on the new daughter, doggy.
Congratulations. Oh, gee.
Oh, dude, there's nothing. Man. Hold on. Don't play yet. Don't play yet. I mean, there's not even an outline of a dick anywhere.
It's not a good starting point.
There's not even an outline of balls, man.
It's not good. Ooh. Oh, no. Whoa, wait a minute. Oh. the reveal. Oh my God. Jay's bothered by these. Jay is seeing himself in these men. Jay, you were not this, dude. You need to stop, dude.
Stop, Jay. Don't do it to yourself, dude. This isn't you, Jay.
But I thought his dick was
not you, bro. Don't you go down that path, bro. It ain't you.
It ain't you, dude. That's bad, dude.
Oof.
That's bad.
He has small balls.
He had to pull his second stomach back in order.
It's not there. It's disappeared until he like. Oh Jesus,
dude! I know how much my dick size has painted my confidence. Like it's taken up until a few years ago to really like understand where I'm actually at in the world. Like it took a lot. I had to get a certain amount of success. I had to have a child that grew up healthy. There'd be a lot of things that came into fruition for me to finally be okay with my dick. This, I don't know if I would have made it through high school.
What's interesting to me about the psychology of all of this is that this is this contest.
Hilarious. That shot right there.
Well, this contest is making Lewis feel so much better about himself. But it's making Jay feel so much worse. Like Lewis is going, oh, I'm not in this situation. And Jay is like, I could be in this situation. Yeah, Lewis is a real dick half full. And Jay's a very dick half empty kind of guy.
No. It's not even the dick, dude. It's not it's the whole thing.
It's the fat around the dick that's making you be like, what the fuck? I've seen you completely naked. And it's not great. But it's not that.
We're not talking about anything I'm excited about, but wow. I mean, if we have to pick two people to move on right now, as much as I like mean, the this is pretty
lead.
As much as I like the personality, I feel like
no, there's not. I can't get past the
Debo and Riley.
Yeah, Debo and Riley are for me in clear first place. I think the absolute right now.
First thing that we should be considering is how tiny and pathetic their dick is. Mm-hmm. And if that is sort of aside, then we say, okay, yes. Well, what else is going on here?
Yes, this is dick two size.
And three, pathetic. Pathetic yes. 2 and 3.
Well, dick right, size is the damage
yeah,
here.
Right? Right now, Brad is it's his game to win or lose right now. He either jumps in the two. Or he doesn't get anywhere close.
Can I tell you what I like about Brad's message?
It's short and sweet.
I like it, but it also tells me that this pained him. Like he didn't want to sit there like as he's doing it, he was thinking about not doing it. He wrote out this message. He was like, dude, here, send.
Yeah.
That was that. The other guys, their dicks are so small. I hear, but just from looking at the messages.
They're very articulate.
I will bet that it's not that they're articulate. No. It's just that they've had small dicks for so long and been almost like they've accepted it long, long, long ago. Like the guy with the tattoo on his arm that said, I have a small wiener.
Yeah.
That attitude is like, you know, it's owning it to a certain degree. And I appreciate owning it.
Yeah, it's like their third problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Brad.
There's so many things going on. But Brad says, hey guys, my name's Brad. And if you pick me, I'll show you guys what this little magical cock can really do.
Hey Brad.
Yo, what up, skanks? I heard you guys are looking for the littlest dick. Well,
my God, dude. It looks like a belly button.
And just like that, when we said, well, it's up to him to come in and do this, let me tell you something. That's the winner.
Wow, dude.
That's I didn't think that was medically possible.
It's fucking
his nuts come out further than his dick, dude.
My dick rules, dude.
He's making my dick feel so weird right now.
I don't even know the insult for his dick would be the insult for what they used to say in eighth grade to chicks when they would call them flat. His dick is flat.
Well, yeah, it's an insult, not an outsult, you're Dave.
Flat. This guy's flat, dude.
It's an insult, not an outsult, Dave.
That's solid. That did deserve more. You're right.
Dude, my dick rules. I'm looking at it right now. My dick is thick.
I'm just
meaty.
I'm so fascinated by the difference in reaction from Lewis to Jay in this. Jay is just pained by all of this.
Well, the good news is I don't feel like my dick looks like that because these pictures are getting me so hard.
Dude, no, I got my package. Here's what I'm more taking. Dude, it's like a package.
like, I would say one of my insecurities is like worrying that I have a little dick. So I'm more like,
well, they don't call it, Jay, they don't call it an out security.
They call it an in. But my thing is like, no, I'm not like, I'm not like fully even like being able to like, I'm not feeling like, oh, that's what my dick looks like necessarily. It's not that. It's just like I'm, it's one of the only contests of like of a flaw that I can like in any way relate to. And I'm just like feeling these guys like you're saying, Lewis, like Brad. Oh, Brad, you just like women, pretty women are seeing this, man. Like, oh, I'm sort of envious of their like fuck it all attitude. And also at the same time, like, oh, man, don't have a fuck it all attitude.
Because I feel like in order to get a chick,
but that's projecting,
you'd have to get her, you'd have to get her over with your personality first, right? Like, mm-hmm. And then you'd get her to see your dick, and she'd be like, you know what? I like this guy a lot. It almost doesn't matter. This is how stupid fucking women are. This is how small fucking brained women are. Like, you can trick them into loving a small dick based off of you having a good personality, and it's just not happening. Like, I don't know the equivalent of a woman's pussy. I guess it would be
a baggy,
huge lipped, like gigantic vagina.
That's yeah, a real beaver.
Yeah, a real beefer that was like lips hanging low around down the thighs.
Yeah.
Like, dang it, you can't feel it. It has no like suction. It's like just all open fucking, you know, mothers. Really moms. Good. That's what just we're talking
mush.
About. Dude, imagine you had moms. Imagine you had a baby and your dick shrunk to pathetic proportions. That's what women have to deal with every time they have a baby.
Yeah, then you're just walking around that fucking FUBU box. Fucking baggy pussy bitch.
Miss, you left your beach bag. Oh, that's your pussy. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm talking to you, mothers, you baggy snatch sluts.
Yeah. All moms' pussies suck.
This going out to all, anyway. Going to all the moms out there. Your pussies aren't tight anymore. Yeah. And they have weird smells now because your insides came out.
So take that, moms.
Yeah. Period suck.
Dude, the Virgin Mary. Speaking of moms. Virgin Mary, her fucking pussy, toy. By the way, they do make Virgin Mary kind of toy in all these like paintings and statues. You're like, okay, yeah,
perfect tits.
I think she was like 12 or something.
So what, dude? So what? Different.
I think
time.
James can hear what I did because he just got up and closed the door. He's listening from the other room.
He's like,
the door
oh was, like, boy,
just open a crack, and I just saw like him get up and just go, "This is pathetic."
Okay, I think right out of the gates, we can scratch Peaches. Peaches, yes. I'm sorry, love, great personality, Peaches.
We want to be friends with you. We want to hang behind the record store and drink, but you're just not right for this competition.
Riley?
Wait, the last guy, what was his name again?
Debo, Riley, and Brad.
I honestly, I'll give you my votes right now. I think that Brad knocked Debo out. Oh wait, no, hold on. I'm confusing them. I think Brad knocked Riley out. I think Debo and Brad have
think you're wrong. I think it might be Riley.
I might have to see those two again because I forget who's who.
Okay, so look, let's say Peaches, thank you for joining the competition. Your dick's pathetic. It's just, you know, it, I feel like if you
not
put
pathetic Debo's, enough,
if you put Peaches' dick on like a weed scale, it would register. Whereas if you put Brad's dick, it's not, you can't register a hole. There's a hole where a dick should be.
We haven't seen it.
We have not.
I mean, hard. I can I tell you, this is going to sound gay. I really want to see Brad's hard cock. And I want him to move on because I want to see
that
it.
That did sound gay. I'll be completely honest with you.
I want to see Brad with a hard on.
It might be the way you said it.
I'll quit the show if you guys don't move Brad on to the competition. I can't do it anymore because this is a farce and it's not real anymore.
Yeah, no, I understand. You'd have to walk out.
He's definitely moving on.
Hold on. 6:31, Bill.
Look at all those little dicks. I give it a 3 dings.
Just one ding. It was one ding for Brad's belt. It's ding.
I won the ding of salute for Brad. A bing.
Yeah, I say Brad moves on for sure. Then it's really between Riley and Debo. Thank you very much for Peaches.
Let's take a peek at Riley and Debo one more time, and I can cast my vote.
Okay, this first one coming up.
Bobby and Alex, can you please have the six finalists ready to go so we can go through all the six finalists?
Monday?
No, go through the six finalists right now at the end. I'm going to see each dick for a second, and then we'll let them know who will be. And then we want to see them hard for Monday's show.
Alex, can you get that ready for me while we show these new ones? Or yeah. Review these other ones?
So we'll review all six dicks right now, and then those people have to get hard for Tuesday's show and the following Monday show, because we're not live on Labor Day. We're actually going to be live on Tuesday night this week. So then the following Monday, we'll do the talent competition with the final three, and that's that.
Word.
Okay, this first one is a review of Riley's dick. Do you see this now?
Fucking God, man. So many sores.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, this is.
Oh, fucking God.
Dude, imagine sucking that.
No.
Imagine putting your lips to it and trying to suck it out of the body.
So chewy. It looks so chewy.
Okay. He's got a kid, which I like.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. He was able to make a child with that. That was Riley. Let's see Debo one more time, because Debo is pretty brutal, too.
Yeah, give me a second.
Riley has the kid. Debo has a small dick tattoo.
Okay.
Fuck.
Bobby?
Yeah, hold on. I lost it. Give me a second to find it. I'm sorry.
It's time for the Bobby fucked up a bell. Hey.
Bing.
Bing. A bing-a-dingy. Yes.
Shit. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm bringing it up now.
Coming to Skankfest with delivery method.
Oh, yeah, his binger.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you, dude, his giant pussy around his dick makes me almost want to vote for him.
Yeah, I'm sticking with what I said. I'm going with Debo and
Brad. Give me one more peek at Riley.
It's between Debo and Riley.
Look at fucking Debo when he just stands there with it without pulling everything out. His dick folds into his body. It's like one of those 3D puzzles.
Riley was able to make a kid and have a girlfriend or a wife rather. So I'm gonna go with Debo. I'm gonna go Debo and Brad.
That's it. The Debo and Brad move forward.
So my vote doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, but you could give your thoughts anyway.
Well, Lewis, give your vote first. And if you have a different
thing. Look, dude, Debo, look, I give a shout out to Riley as well, because it's incredible, dude. It really was. They were neck and neck. And, you know, there's really no way to.
They were head and head, actually.
Who knows? Who knows who has a smaller dick technically? But you're right, dude. You know, Riley, you have happiness in your life. You have a little child. You got a wife. She says your dick is perfect. Nobody is telling Debo that his dick is perfect. There's nobody, a single person in the world. And if that person said that, they should be fucking taken to justice.
Well, he knows no one's saying it. That's why he has the tattoo.
Yeah. Well, so ladies, congratulations on the upside. You're moving on in this competition.
Moving on to the final or the semifinals. Brad and Debo, incredible. Thank you guys for submitting. The golden ticket is a big deal, guys. Golden ticket will get you instant access to all the shows at Skankfest. There's no waiting in lines. You can walk around like you're an artist. You just walk into a room, be like, I'm up front. Every show, it's a really great prize. It's much more valuable than you fucking think. So we have six people right now. We've done like 5 minutes. We have six people right now that are moving on. Can we see all six contestants that are moving on to the semifinals? Semi, get it?
Semi.
So this is
who is this?
This is Tony.
What is it?
Tony.
Great job, Tony. Nice little dick.
Hold on. I got to pull up Jerry. Give me 1 second.
Probably should have told him we were going to do this before the show.
Jerry.
He blacked out my entire screen there. Oh my God. Oh my God, Jerry. Holy shit.
Gabagool.
Yeah.
Gabagool. Fungool.
Oh, man of God.
Man, I got a small dick.
Oh man, I got a smaller dick. Yeah. Hey, that's a little joke I tell. Hey, yes, you like my jokes, huh?
Okay, this is Dalton.
Wait, this is. Did I miss this?
Was this one? Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God! Look at the hair.
It's rough.
All right, let's
and
see.
This here is Josh, who I think is a really strong contender.
Oh,
Josh,
yeah.
That is that a like
medicine cup?
That's a medicine cup.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
You know what,
yeah.
Dude? He's got some thick, he's got some girth to him. So when we see him hard, dude, I bet you that thing pops right out.
Oh,
I think
for
he
sure.
could say he's a grower.
Yeah, I'm think? Sure, dude. He's got some thickness to his head.
Can I tell you something? Alex, if that thing becomes another inch and a half, it's a grower. It's for sure not a shower. That we know. Going
imagine
in.
Some of these guys were showers.
Yeah, he goes, dude, you want to hear something crazy? I'm a total shower. It's just this, but firmer.
Okay, and then the last two, right?
Bobby, which you have the guys.
Yeah, Brad and Debo. Beautiful, guys. These are the finalists or the semifinalists in the Legion of Skanks Smallest Dick Golden Ticket Competition. This is a very fun competition. This is really good. Great content.
Folks. Jarring, to say the least.
Yeah, I agree with that description.
Jarring. Thank you guys for all entering, though. Very fucking cool. Lewis.
Really fun.
You go enjoy the rest of your Italian.
Have fun out there, buddy.
How much longer are you there for?
We're last night in Cinque Terre tonight, and then we go tomorrow back to Rome for one night where we got like a beautiful hotel with a pool and doing my my souvenir shopping and all that other stuff.
Nice.
You know, I have a very vast magnet collection, folks.
Oh, how gay.
My magnet collection rules. You see my fridge, it's fucking...
Well, you got a little souvenir from everywhere you've been.
I get magnets everywhere I go. Yeah.
Aw,
cute.
Yeah. My magnet collection rules. Maybe I'll give you guys a tour of my magnet collection one day.
Oh, I'd really enjoy that. Unfortunately, I'm busy that day.
Oh, okay. I didn't say what day it was though, Dave.
I know. That's the part that hurts.
I'm going to slice out some time for that. Check out Lewis's collection. Why not? We'll catch you guys later this week. Oh, actually next week, Tuesday. Live.
Yeah, live Tuesday night, right? Is there, but Bobby, is there anything live on Tuesdays at 8:30 usually?
This is news to me.
Well, no, we're all on a text thread, Dave.
I do not read the text threads.
Okay, well, that's not our fault.
Dave, if you don't respond,
I assume you're okay with everything in the texts.
All right, I'm going to have to start reading these damn things. All right.
Is there anybody live at 8:30 on Tuesday?
Yes, we have Without a Country, which will probably end around there, but... They start at 7. They probably will go to around 8:30.
Well, they might want to change their name to Without a Podcast Network.
But then Godfrey starts at 8 or 9, but he usually starts at 10. So we'll be.
Well, we're not going to bump Godfrey because I don't want that type of heat.
We need brown people on the network.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all Godfrey right. usually starts around 10, so we'll be fine.
So if we do 8:30 again, that'll be fine. All right. Very so good. Either way, Tuesday night, whether it's live at 8:30 or pre-taped and coming out at like 11 or midnight, we will be back on Tuesday night in studio, back at the stand the week after that. Thank you guys for watching. We love you guys.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.